given all the changes that you made tonight and trading Jordan Harvey in the middle of the week, you know, what it means to get a scoreless draw tonight?
I think from the defensive standpoint, we play pretty good game. We didn't allow San Jose to counter. We stayed pretty good with Danny Califf and then Stefani Miglioranzi. You know, I think we did already that in the preseason, so we were sure that Stefani can do the job with his calmness and, you know, his experience as well. So there's another option for us defensively. I think Gabriel Firefan as a left back, you know, did pretty good, so replace Jordan, you know, in the long run. Of course, we're going to look how we can do better, but I think as of now, we do have options, and the good options. So, you know, he's still young, he's still getting experience, but, you know, for the first game in this position for 90 minutes, I think he did all right. Offensively, you know, with the chances, we need to do better, much better. I think for the first time, when you know, we got lucky a little bit in DC, but this game we're supposed to win, and you know, by a couple of goals. But you know, it's those games last year we lost. I think this is you know, the progress, and we're still getting the points on the road, which is important as well.
So, what you saw out there, was that what you were trying to accomplish? How were you looking to get at them, and how happy are you with how your team performed?
I think the first half I wasn't really happy. I think there wasn't we have a couple of good ball movements, but there was the final pass didn't come, or if it came then it was too late. I think our wings were pretty inactive with Justin and then Keon Daniel. I think we need to do better with that. And second half we start better, and Justin Beer was more active. We make a substitution to push the game a little bit to the end with Michael Farfan's speed, and I think that worked pretty good for us. So we got better, but as I said, with the converting chances, then you know, this is important stuff. When you play away and you score the goal, that you know, you have a good chance to win the game with our defensive work. So, you know, we need Carlos Ruiz to be there when he need to be, and this game shows significant that, you know, in DC he was there, and today we have a couple of good chances, and we're missing pretty much.
What was the decision to give him the weekend off?
The decision has been made way before the Gold Cup. I think there was the time for him to get some rest. You know, the preparation for the Gold Cup, there was different stuff when you play the league games. Then you go in the Gold Cup, so it's like you start the preseason again. So, you know, and he have a very good Gold Cup. I think, you know, he carried his team on his shoulder. So, you know, he mentally and physically, he needs some rest. Even he scored the last two goals for us, very important goals. But we thought that, you know, he needs some rest. So Carlos Valdez was the scratch last minute, even before we travel, an hour or 2 hours before we traveled to San Jose, because he was sick. So we couldn't do anything about that, and there was no time for him to recover. The rest, I think, you know, as I said, we're moving forward. The points on the road are always good. We wish to have three, but that's just soccer.
What did you want Nakazawa to do there in the middle with Ryan Carroll? What was his
decision? I think Naka did good, and he's in a good form right now. And you know, we changed a little bit the lineups back and forth, so we're gonna give him some rest because he started the season very well. And you know, at some point he you can see he was tired, so he's back on his own. And I think you know, still I try to encourage him to go a little bit more forward and get some chances and take the shots from the distance, just not to be the outlet for Brian Carroll, and just do the all defensive work. But I think two of them worked very hard today, and then you know, with a little luck, Naka would score the goal from the free kick. So I think he did very well today.
That's his job, is to be the more active role. And Carroll, you want to sit a little deeper sometimes?
He played like that, Rich, at UCLA.
Right.
So you know
UCLA,
that,
yeah.
Exactly. So you know, you try to give him a little bit more. Like, don't be afraid to go forward. You still have ability and capacity to go back and cover for all this defensive work. But you gotta, you know, you need to wish more, or want more, you know. And that's the part that I try to encourage him and talk to him and give him some, you know, freedom as well.
He's played inside and outside with Keon Daniel now being a winger. You think it's better for Kyle to be in the middle?
Yeah, I think you know, with the flexibility and then the fluid system, like they changing position, because you know sometimes Justin is moving inside, sometimes it's Kieran moving inside. So I think from the flexibility is good, and we keep this working like that, and also open our wings as a fullbacks going forward. So I think they both have ability to keep the ball and move the ball through the lines, through the zones. From our midfield to our forwards, so you know it's still a work in progress. It's still very inexperienced team and very young team, and sometimes they go through the motions. And you can see today in the certain moments when you need experience, you need a little calmness, then they try to do too much too early. So, but I think it was coming here and then play the game like that, and after 90 minutes, not the first half, but the 90 minutes, we're happy to get the point, and then I'm looking forward to New England, because that's going to be a very important game.
Can you comment on the defensive line and McLaren today?
Oh, Stefani did very well. You know, he's such an experienced guy, and you can see even in we talk about Barcelona and all this stuff on the big teams, and they're moving the defensive midfielder sometimes in the Champions League semi-final, they move the guy, Pedro, who play in the midfield, they move him to, what was that guy, the big one. They move him as the Puyol was injured, and as I said, we tried that because we thought then Carlos Valdez would be in Copa America, so we need to have some replacements, and Juan Diego Gonzalez is still there, but we thought then with Stefani knowing the link, knowing the players, he will do okay, and I think he had a very good game today.
We were told on Thursday that you would talk some about the Jordan Harvey trade tonight and what went into it. What are you willing to say at this point about how it went down?
No, I think reading the comments from all these parties all around, because there was 2 days already and everything was all said and done. I think both players and Chesalinas and Jordan and Tomisson as a coach from Vancouver. I agree with all these things to what they said. There was you always have to do the decision because they are hard for both parties, and I did talk to Jordan after all this happened. We have a great relationship, and he understood the part of the business that in our restrictions and limitations, we gotta squeeze it every single dollar if we can. And I think that they both said that the offer was so good, and we really thought about that. And we make collective decision about that.
So it sounds like Vancouver really wanted him.
Yeah, I think Vancouver really wanted, and my point was always if that's going to be not significant offer, then I would not even blink my eye. But there was something that we as soon as the offer came, then we talk about it, and we make the decision. Even we all love Jordan and love to have him with us, but sometimes you have to make those decisions.
Who do you look to now, given that he was your leader in minutes played over both seasons? Who do you look to now for that leadership role?
No, I think as I said, we do have options, and I would not even consider if we will not have options. I think Gabriel played today, and I think with more minutes he will have another minutes and another experience, and he's going to get better and better. And from physical standpoint, speed, everything is there. Technical part, he have a bite, which is very good for defender. And now it's just a matter of getting the minutes, getting the experience. So this is the option. Michael and Keon play, but I'm not sure then they have enough this defensive bite like Gabriel Farfán. So Jordan was leading with the minutes, and he play all these games, but we always look how we can make this team, and with the transfer window right now, it's there was the right time to do it.